Well, let's see. It's 1 September. That means it's Wednesday. Time for the Wednesday CG report. I'm Charlie Garrett. Wait before you get your approved vaccine. That and other things to go over on today's report. All right, well, we'll start off today with just a title which you're already aware of. I want to set the stage for what I'm going to talk about. Pentagon orders military service members to immediately get COVID vaccine. What's wrong with that? From the War Room, Dr. Malone calls out FDA for bureaucratic shell game on vaccine approval. On the 24 August morning edition of War Room, pandemic vaccinologist Dr. Robert Malone called out the FDA for playing a bureaucratic shell game with their supposed early approval of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. In fact, Malone noted the FDA issued two separate and distinct letters. This is a letter for Pfizer and a letter for BioNTech. The New York Times and the Washington Post got it wrong, he says. The authorization is not for Pfizer. The authorization is for BioNTech, and it will only be initiated at the time BioNTech product becomes available. You've been hearing that these vaccines are approved and they're out there. They're not. The liability coverage, the blanket coverage that allows Pfizer to not be liable for any adverse event, only applies to the Pfizer product, which is still under emergency use authorization. Therefore, Malone recommends that anyone who has to get the vaccine hold off for the BioNTech product. That's the one that will no longer have liability protection in the same way the Pfizer emergency use authorization does. In other words, if something goes wrong, you cannot sue Pfizer if you use that company's vaccine, but you will be able to sue BioNTech if you use their product. Malone also noted with considerable incredulity that the FDA bypassed, disregarded the normal advisory committee and public comment process for this license. We did not refer your application to the Vaccines and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee because our review of information submitted in your BLA, including the clinical study design and trial results, did not raise concerns or controversial issues that would have benefited from an advisory committee decision. So they're skipping steps in the process in order to get you to take your vaccine. From the Defender, two things mainstream media didn't tell you about FDA's approval of Pfizer vaccine. This is an important article. Please listen closely. The press reported that vaccine mandates are now legal for military, healthcare workers, college students, and employees in many industries. New York City Mayor de Blasio has now required the vaccine for all teachers and staff. The Pentagon is proceeding with its mandate for all military service members. But there are several bizarre aspects to the FDA approval that will prove confusing to those not familiar with the pervasiveness of the FDA's regulatory capture or the depths of the agency's cynicism. First, the FDA acknowledges that while Pfizer has insufficient stocks, meaning amounts in store of the newly licensed Comirnaty vaccine available, there is a significant amount of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID vaccine produced under emergency use authorization still available for use. The FDA decrees that the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine under the EUA should remain unlicensed but can be used interchangeably with the newly licensed Comirnaty product. Second, the FDA pointed out that the Pfizer Comirnaty vaccine and the existing EUA Pfizer vaccine are legally distinct, but proclaims that their differences do not impact safety or effectiveness. What they're doing is they have mandated vaccines all over in the military and all of these places, but they are giving you emergency use authorization vaccines, not the approved vaccine. We'll see that as we continue, but just understand that only one type of vaccine, the Comirnaty, has been approved, but they don't have any in stock yet. But they're saying that we can mix that with the Pfizer and it'll be okay. It's not okay because you have no legal recourse if you take the Pfizer and something happens to you. So we'll go on. there is a huge real-world difference between products approved under EUA compared with those the FDA has fully licensed. EUA products are experimental under U.S. law. Both the Nuremberg Code and federal regulations provide that no one can force a human being to participate in this experiment. Under 21 U.S. Code, and then they give a lot of numbers, authorization for medical products for use in emergencies, it is unlawful to deny someone a job or an education because they refuse to be an experimental subject. Instead, potential recipients have an absolute right to refuse EUA vaccines. Well, how do you know which one is approved and which one isn't? We'll get to that in a couple minutes. U.S. laws, however, permit employers and schools to require students and workers to take licensed vaccines. Licensed, not EUA, licensed. EUA-approved COVID vaccines have an extraordinary liability shield, meaning you cannot sue them under the 2005 Public Readiness and Preparedness Act. Vaccine manufacturers, distributors, providers, and government planners are immune from liability. The only way an injured party can sue is if he or she can prove willful misconduct, and if the U.S. government has also brought an enforcement action against the party for willful misconduct. You know that's not going to happen. No such lawsuit has ever succeeded. The government has created an extremely stingy compensation program, the Countermeasures Injury Compensation Program, to redress injuries from all EUA products. The program's parsimonious administrators have compensated under 4% of petitioners to date, and not a single COVID vaccine injury, despite the fact that physicians, families, and injured vaccine recipients have reported more than 600,000 COVID vaccine injuries. They have given out almost nothing to those people. At least for the moment, the Pfizer Comirnaty vaccine has no liability shield. Vials of the branded product, which say Comirnaty on the label, are subject to the same product liability laws as other U.S. products. When the CDC's Advisory Committee for Immunization Practices places a vaccine on the mandatory schedule, a childhood vaccine benefits from a generous retinue of liability protections. But licensed adult vaccines, including the new Comirnaty, do not enjoy any liability shield. Just as with Ford's Exploding Pinto or Monsanto's herbicide Roundup, people injured by the Comirnaty vaccine could potentially sue for damages. And because adults injured by the vaccine will be able to show that the manufacturer knew of the problems with the product, jury awards could be astronomical. Pfizer is therefore unlikely to allow any American to take a Comirnaty vaccine until it can somehow arrange immunity for this product. Given this background, the FDA's acknowledgement in its approval letter that there are insufficient stocks of the licensed Comirnaty but an abundant supply of the EUA Pfizer BioNTech jab exposes the approval as a cynical scheme to encourage businesses and schools to impose illegal jab mandates, and our military as well. They are all being forced right now. They must take this or get court-martialed, and they are giving them experimental, not approved vaccines. If you know somebody in the military that has not yet got that shot, make sure that they are aware of this and they can deny this. They can legally say, I do not want that shot because it is not approved by the FDA. And we will show you which one you can take in just a minute. The FDA's clear motivation is to enable Pfizer to quickly unload inventories of a vaccine that science and the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System have exposed as unreasonably dangerous, and that the Delta variant has rendered obsolete. Americans told that the Pfizer COVID vaccine is now licensed will understandably assume COVID vaccine mandates are lawful, but only EUA-authorized vaccines for which no one has any real liability will be available during the next few weeks when many school mandate deadlines occur. The FDA appears to be purposefully tricking American citizens into giving up their right to refuse an experimental product, while the media has trumpeted that the FDA has approved COVID vaccines. The FDA has not approved the Pfizer BioNTech vaccines, nor any COVID vaccines for the 12 to 15 year age group, nor any booster doses for anyone. And the FDA has not licensed any Moderna vaccine nor any vaccine from Johnson & Johnson. So the vast majority, if not all, vaccines available in the United States remain unlicensed EUA products. Here is what you need to know when somebody orders you to get the vaccine. Ask to see the vial. If it says Comirnaty, it is a licensed product. If it says Pfizer BioNTech, it is an experimental product. And under 21 U.S. Code 360BBB, you have the right to refuse. If it comes from Moderna or Johnson & Johnson, marked as Janssen, you have the right to refuse. The FDA is playing bait and switch with the American public, but we don't have to play along. If it doesn't say Comirnaty, you have not been offered an approved vaccine. Make sure your military members and all the people that are facing vaccines right now understand they cannot sue. They cannot do anything if they turn into a vegetable or have their skin peel off or anything like that because of a vaccine that they are given, unless it is Comirnaty, and they don't want that out there because then they'll be liable for all of the damages and they'll be out of business 10 minutes later. So this is what's going on. America is being duped by these people. From Zero Hedge, Pfizer just got full FDA approval for its COVID vaccine. There's just one thing. I would say there's just one more thing. The Moderna and Pfizer vaccine tests were conducted as customary with a control group, a group within the trial who were given a placebo and not the test vaccine. However, during the trial and after untested vaccines were given emergency use authorization, the vaccine companies conducting the trial decided to break protocol and notify the control group that they were not vaccinated. Can you imagine that? They're control people. And they're telling them, you weren't vaccinated. Almost all of the control group were then given the vaccine. Purposefully dissolving the placebo group violates the scientific purpose to test whether the vaccine has any efficacy, any actual benefit, and or safety issues. Without a control group, there's nothing to compare the vaccinated group against. According to NPR, the doctors lost the control group in the Johnson County clinical trial, Lexana, Kansas, on purpose. Dr. Carlos Fierro, who runs the study there, says every participant was called back after the FDA authorized the vaccine. During that visit, we discussed the options, which included staying in the study without the vaccine, he says. And amazingly, there were people, a couple of people, who chose that. He suspects those individuals got spooked by rumors about the vaccine. But everybody else who had the placebo shot went ahead and got the actual vaccine. So now Fierro has essentially no comparison group left for the ongoing study. It's a loss from a scientific standpoint, but given the circumstances, I think it's the right thing to do, he says. People signing up for these studies were not promised special treatment. But once the FDA authorized the vaccines, their developers decided to offer the shots. Just so we are clear, the final FDA authorization and approval for the vaccines are based on the outcome of these trials. As noted in the example above, the control group was intentionally lost under the auspices of doing the right thing. So, there is no way for the efficacy, effectiveness, or safety of the vaccine itself to be measured. There's no one left within the control group of a statistically valid value to give an adequate comparison of outcomes for vaxxed versus non-vaxxed. How can the vaccine not be considered effective when there's no group of non-vaccinated people to compare the results to? The entire healthcare system is operating on a massive hive mindset where science and the scientific method is thrown out the window in favor of ideological outcomes and self-fulfilling prophecies. The fact that the researchers and doctors, apparently under the payroll of the pharmaceutical companies that have vested financial interest in the vaccine outcome, lost control group on purpose, is alarming. From Newsmax, U.S. data show rising breakthrough infections among fully vaccinated. Some 25% of SARS-CoV-2 infections among Los Angeles County residents occurred in fully vaccinated residents from May through July 25th, a period that includes the impact of the highly transmissible Delta variant. The data published in the U.S. CDC's weekly report on death and disease shows an increase in so-called breakthrough infections among fully vaccinated individuals. The CDC is relying on data from cohorts, such as the Los Angeles County study, to determine whether Americans need a third dose of COVID-19 vaccines to increase protection. Government scientists last week laid out a strategy for booster doses beginning on September 20th, pending reviews from the FDA and the CDC. The new data released involved more than 43,000 reported infections among Los Angeles County residents aged 16 and older. Of them, 10,895, or 25.3%, occurred in fully vaccinated persons. 1,431, or 3.3%, were in partially vaccinated persons, and 30,801, or 71.4%, were in unvaccinated individuals. The vaccines did, however, protect individuals from more severe cases. According to the study, 3.2% of fully vaccinated individuals who were infected with the virus were hospitalized. Just 0.5% were admitted to an intensive care unit, and 0.2% were placed on a ventilator. Among the unvaccinated who fell ill, 7.5%, a higher amount admittedly, were hospitalized. 1.5% were admitted to an intensive care unit, and 0.5% required breathing support with a mechanical ventilator. In addition to the LA County data, the CDC on Tuesday released an update on the HEROES, H-E-R-O-E-S, cohort study among healthcare workers that showed a significant drop in vaccine effectiveness among vaccinated frontline workers in 8 states who became infected with the coronavirus. Vaccine efficacy during the period of the study, when Delta was predominant, fell to 66%, which is about where Israel was a few weeks ago as well, from 91% prior to the arrival of the Delta variant. That was prior to the arrival of the Delta variant. It went from 91 to 66%. So as long as you understand that the Delta had not even been a factor when this thing dropped 30% seemingly overnight. From the Defender, actress Sally Kirkland, after Moderna vaccine, "In my 79 years, I've never experienced this level of pain." Sally Kirkland has been acting since she was 17. And has appeared in more than 250 movies. But she didn't sign up for the role she's now playing, an advocate for not getting the COVID vaccine. In the most recent episode of The People's Testaments, Kirkland told Polly Tommy, "Like I know my own name, I would advise you not to do the vaccine." Kirkland did get the vaccine after seeing what a friend who got the virus went through. She got both doses of the Moderna vaccine. Her friend recovered, but 5 months after her second Moderna shot, Kirkland remains in constant pain. Kirkland, 79, said she was healthy before she took the vaccine, but almost immediately after the second shot, she experienced excruciating headaches, vertigo, nausea, and joint pain. Kirkland said some doctors refused to blame the vaccine for her symptoms, despite the timing of the symptoms. But others didn't, including 3 doctors who told her the vaccine attacked the nerve in her brain that causes dizziness, vertigo, and joint pain throughout her body. At one point, alone late at night, the vertigo caused Kirkland to fall, resulting in a broken toe and sprained ankle. Kirkland said she also has terrible heart pain, which makes her feel as if she's having a heart attack. Today, Kirkland takes multiple prescriptions for pain, nausea, and vertigo, and alternates between applying moist hot packs and ice on her joints. Still, she continues to work, she said, because she needs to support herself. During a recent acting job in New Orleans, Kirkland had to be rushed to a hospital where one doctor told her, "You're not the first person. We've had other people who got the Moderna vaccine, which attacked the nerve in the brain, causing all of these symptoms." So, don't get the Moderna vaccine. She has no legal recourse because she took it under emergency use authorization, which is what they are trying to push on our military, push on you, push on cities and governments all over the United States. This is criminal. This is absolutely criminal, what is happening. From Zero Hedge again, "The time has come. Enough is enough. Fauci dismisses freedom and call for vaccine mandates." I don't remember seeing anything about that in the Bill of Rights, which is affixed to the Constitution of the United States of America. after the FDA fully approved the Pfizer COVID vaccine, which is not true. Anthony Fauci immediately issued a decree via his permanent CNN propaganda platform that it is time for nationwide vaccine mandates. I know, I respect people's freedom, but when you're talking about a public health crisis that we've been going through for well over a year and a half, I'd say the public health crisis is these vaccines. I'd say that's first and foremost the health crisis, because it's causing mutant strains, it's causing all kinds of problems out there, and you have no legal recourse when you take one of these things. We've just got to get people vaccinated, he says. If we keep lingering without getting these people vaccinated that should be vaccinated, this thing could linger on, leading to the development of another variant which could complicate things. Folks, this is all about money. This is all about him getting money from these big pharma people and the doctors out there that are sold onto this as well. This is all about money and about control over you and your freedoms. From the COVID blog, toxic epidermal necrolysis. 49-year-old New York woman develops life-threatening skin rotting disorder 1 week after Pfizer mRNA injection. I want to tell you, if you look up that title and you look at the pictures of her, it is brutal. Her lips are as black as they can be, and they're falling off. The skin on her hands is falling off. Her body is filled with all kinds of, it looks like tumors all over her. This is a serious thing that happened to this woman. A 49-year-old woman is on the mend after developing a disturbing post-injection immune-mediated skin disorder. Researchers at the Prince Mohammed bin Abdulaziz Hospital in Riyadh published their peer-reviewed case study last week. The unnamed woman went to the emergency room 1 week after receiving the first dose of experimental Pfizer mRNA. They described the case as follows. The patient started to develop fever, fatigue, and headache, followed by skin lesions affecting her trunk, and started to spread to her face and upper limbs with oral ulceration. Patient was seen in the primary health care center and was given paracetamol and did not notice any improvement. The patient had no history of taking any new medication or any cosmetic treatment in the past 2 months before the development of the skin lesions. Upon examination, the patient was vitally stable, anxious, and in severe pain. She had numerous purpuric and dusky red macules involving the chest, abdomen, upper limbs, face, genitalia, and upper thighs, with areas showing coalescence of lesions with flaccid bullae and areas of epidermal detachment with positive Nikolsky's sign. The mucosa was involved in her condition, where she had extensive oral ulceration and hemorrhagic crusting over the lips, as well as bilateral conjunctival congestions along with upper eyelid erosions and genital mucosal lesions. Her body surface area involvement is estimated to be more than 30%. 30% of her body is affected. Researchers diagnosed the woman on the Stevens-Johnson syndrome toxic epidermal necrolysis spectrum. The diseases have mortality rate upwards of 35%, according to the researchers. Medications and vaccines are the primary causes of these conditions. 10 is considered a medical emergency and requires immediate discontinuation of the offending agent. I like how they called it that, an offending agent. Researchers concluded that there were no other identifiable causes for the 10 in the subject woman other than the Pfizer injection. From the Epoch Times, Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine linked to heart inflammation risk in real-world study. Real-world data from Israel linked Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to an elevated risk of heart inflammation, researchers said this week. Israeli scientists found that vaccination likely caused myocarditis, or heart inflammation, in 1 to 5 people per 100,000 who wouldn't have otherwise suffered the condition. However, they also said that getting COVID-19 was linked to a higher risk, with 11 inflammation events out of 100 attributed to the disease. Most of the heart inflammation cases post-vaccination were in young males. The 21 people who had myocarditis in the vaccinated group had a median age of 25, and 90.9% were men. Now, this is something that kind of reflects the U.S. military, young men. You wonder why our military is forcing this on these people so quickly. You got people that are being forced to take a vaccine who may be damaged in their bodies, or they can get court-martialed, or they just resign their commission and leave, whatever. But we are destroying our military, and I have to believe, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but after all that I have seen, I have to believe that this is purposeful. The administration is forcing this on the military because they want our military weakened, because they know that China is on the up and up and they are taking over the world. We'll have some more about China in Sunday's report. I do believe this. I know that sounds conspiratorial, but I have to believe that this is the truth of what's going on. They're forcing this on the military, knowing that it's not approved and saying it is, and knowing that it can damage young, healthy males. From the National File, here's another one. Top U.S. naval officer says Navy chaplains are blocking religious vaccination exemption requests. The chaplains are doing this. Why? Because they're liberals that have been appointed into the chaplaincy of the United States military. This is something that they go on to explain in this article. They are not approving these requests so that these people are forced into getting these vaccines. They will either get sick, or they will give up their commission, or they will get court-martialed, or they'll just have to take the vaccine and shut their mouths from henceforth because the administration is pushing this on our U.S. military. This is a crime. This is an absolute crime against the people of the United States of America that is being perpetrated from the highest levels of government. From theburningplatform.com, this is an important 2-minute video, okay? It's entitled, hopefully you can still find it on YouTube or Rumble, it's entitled Army Doctor Reveals More Soldiers Have Died from the Vaccine Than Died from COVID. More soldiers have died from the vaccine than died from COVID. If you can get it, it's only 2 minutes long. Type it in, see if you can find it on YouTube or Rumble. They are purposely weakening the military of the United States of America with this vaccine. Or they are court-martialing those that refuse to get it in order to make us vulnerable. Yes, I believe that. I can't see any other reason why they are doing this to our military than that. So, such is the world we live in, and from Sarasota, Florida to Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, and via the corrupt CDC and FDA, I'm Charlie Garrett, and that is your midweek CG report.